Day 18. Confetti and Catastrophe. Figgy, Pixie, Nim, and Lil sat in the break room at Santa's workshop. The toy makers had finished early and were off celebrating at gumdrops and eggnog before the last-minute requests started coming in.
"Does Jake still believe?"
asked Santa after hearing the full account of Joe's recent conversation with his mom.
"We think so,"
said Pixie.
"At least, he still gets really excited every morning and rushes out of his room to see what we've done. And he never asks his mom if she did it, like Joe does."
Figgy sniffed and wiped a tear from his cheek.
"Santa?"
Lil's voice was quiet. The kind of quiet that meant Santa wouldn't like what she was about to say.
"Maybe it's time to resort to drastic measures."
Santa stared hard at Lil. The bright twinkle that normally shone in his eyes dimmed a little, as though he knew what she was going to say. He sighed heavily.
"I suppose so, Lil, but you know how I feel about it."
"We know,"
said Nim.
"But what choice do we have?"
Nim and Lil turned as one to Pixie and Figgy.
"Figgy, I think you know what we have to do." "Not Section 2, Chapter 5, Rule 3.2.
Figgy's voice trembled.
"Are you sure? It seems so drastic."
"Desperate times,"
said Nim.
"What is Section 1B?
Asked a perplexed Pixie.
"Why don't you take her back and explain, Figgy?"
said Lil.
"Here."
Nim handed Figgy a box of sugar cubes.
"Mix 3 sugar cubes with a bottle of molasses. She's going to need it."
Pixie finished off the bottle of elixir and took 3 deep breaths.
"So let me get this straight,"
she began.
"We are going to purposely dust the entire house with glitter? Actual glitter?"
"And confetti,"
answered Figgy.
"And this is in the book? Sanctioned by Santa?"
Figgy sighed.
"Only in the most dire of circumstances."
Pixie shook her head in disbelief.
"But what about the rule that states no mischief maker should purposely make a mess of the entire house, specifically glitter and confetti? Specifically, Figgy, those two are called out specifically."
"Yes, but you're forgetting the footnote."
Figgy opened his copy of the book and pointed to the tiny footnote.
"Footnote 2.1. Rule 3.2 may be broken only if a signed child shows consistent and increasing symptoms of disbelief in Santa's magic. Mischief makers must get permission from Santa before proceeding."
"Who reads the footnotes?"
Figgy snickered. Pixie stood up and squared her shoulders.
"Well, let's get started then.
And let's find a hiding place where their mom can't reach. I have a feeling she is not going to be very happy with us tomorrow."
Pixie giggled nervously and flew off to set up.